Read Books presents an unabridged recording of Open Season by C.J. Box, narrated by David Chandler and directed by Erica Jensen.
Prologue. When a high-powered rifle bullet hits living flesh, it makes a distinctive pow-wop sound that is unmistakable even at tremendous distance. There is rarely an echo or fading reverberation, or the tailing rumbling hum that is the sound of a miss. The guttural boom rolls over the terrain, but stops sharply in a close-ended way as if jerked back. A hit is blunt and solid like an airborne grunt. When the sound is heard and identified, it isn't easily forgotten. When Wyoming game warden Joe Pickett heard the sound, he was building a 7-foot elk fence on the perimeter of a rancher's haystack. He paused, his fencing pliers frozen in mid-twirl. Then he stepped back, lowered his head, and listened. He slipped the pliers into the back pocket of his jeans and took off his straw cowboy hat to wipe his forehead with a bandana. His red uniform shirt stuck to his chest, and he felt a single warm trickle of sweat crawl down his spine into his wranglers. He waited. He had learned over the years that it was easy to be fooled by sounds of any kind outside, away from town. A single sharp crack heard at a distance could be a rifle shot, yes. But it could also be a tree falling, a branch snapping, a cow breaking through a sheet of ice in the winter, or the backfire of a motor. Don't confirm the first gunshot until you hear the second, was a basic tenet of the outdoors. Good poachers knew that too. It tended to improve their aim. In a way, Joe hoped he wouldn't hear a second shot. The fence wasn't done, and if someone was shooting, it was his duty to investigate. Joe had been on the job for only a week, and he was hopelessly backlogged with work that had accumulated since the legendary warden Vern Dunnigan had retired 3 months before. It was the state's responsibility to keep the elk herds out of private hay, and the pile of work orders on his desk for elk fence was nearly an inch high. Even if he built fence from dawn to dusk, he didn't see how he could possibly get it all done before hunting season started. There was nothing really unusual about gunshots ringing out at any time of day or night, or at any time of the year in 12 Sleep County, Wyoming. Everybody owned guns. A rancher could be shooting at a coyote, or some of the boys from town could be out sighting in their rifles on a target. Pow-wop. Joe's eyes swung northwest toward the direction of the second shot, toward the foothills of the mountains, where outstretched fingers of timber reached down into the high sage that reflected blue in the heat. The shot had come from a long way, 3 to 5 miles. Maxine, Joe's 8-year-old yellow Labrador, also heard the shot, and bounded from her pool of shadow under Joe's green Ford pickup. She knew it was time to go to work. Joe opened the passenger door with the Wyoming Game and Fish logo on it, and she leaped in. Before he closed the door, he unsheathed his Winchester 270 rifle and scope from the scabbard case behind the seat, and fitted the rifle into the gun rack across the back window. His gun belt was coiled in a pile on the floorboard of the truck.